Well, some great news came through from Berlin yesterday on the entertainment lines. The coming-of-age drama on Colleen Kuhn, The Quiet Girl, has been honoured at the Berlin International Film Festival. It's a first for an Irish-language film at one of the world's most renowned cinema showcases. It's directed by Colm Baraid, and it's based on the story Foster, which is on the kids' curriculum. It's written by Claire Keegan. On Colleen Kuhn won the Grand Prix of the Generation K Plus International Jury for Best Film, and it also received a special mention from the children's jury after its world premiere at the festival. Billed as a spellbinding portrait of an Irish childhood, On Colleen Kuhn follows the experiences of 9-year-old Cot, played by Catherine Clinch, who was never in front of a camera before, as she spends the summer with foster parents, played by Carrie Crowley, our own Carrie from Waterford, and Andrew Bennett. And yesterday I caught up with Carrie because at the moment they're doing a read through of the third series of Smother. She was driving back between Lahinch and Dublin, and we had a little chat about the film's great success.
Well, hello, Mr. Harris. How are you?
Not too bad. We speak again. It's been quite a while. Congratulations. That's a big event in Berlin. Tell us all about that.
Oh, it was amazing. That was our, and it sounds so kind of corny when you say that was our world premiere, but that was our world premiere. And that was by design. The couple who produced and directed it, Cleoma de Crowley and Colm Baraid, they wanted Berlin more than anything else. They wanted it to be their premiere spot. Because it's so well respected, and there's a category in it that we were in, which is Generation, and it's kind of aimed, it's stories about younger people usually, and that's what Colm wanted for this. And also then in the kind of evaluating of it, so you've got your audience, you've got your critics and your reviewers and your the people who market, the people who make the awards and stuff. So you've got the adult, international adult judging panel. And then you've got a young panel that's, I think, called the children's something or other. So, like, they judge as well. They give a different award. It's kind of interesting. But that was the category that Colm and Cleoma really wanted this film to be part of.
And they nailed it.
We got it. We got into it, and they were delighted. Even to get into it was cause for celebration. Like, really cause for celebration. We were all going, oh, my God, we're going to Berlin. We're going to the Berlin Alley. And they fly you over, and they accommodate you. And they're like, it's all so kind of official in some ways. And yet it's so welcoming as well. And, you know, because of COVID, it was different than it would be other years. And we wanted to test multitudes of times, like before we went over, and then every day while you're there. And like, because of COVID as well, we were masked for a lot of our publicity shots, for a lot of the kind of the red carpet stuff. We were masked, which is bizarre.
I was going to ask you that. So there was a red carpet?
Oh yes.
Oh lovely.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. And here's the funny thing. Well, I can tell you, because I just thought it was hilarious. You know the way years ago outside the Theatre Royal, there'd be the people who collected every programme, and you'd have to sign every programme that they had.
Yeah.
Well, there were fans in Berlin who obviously do the same thing with films and TV, and there were two guys outside, and they were looking at me, and they wanted me to sign. They had photographs of me from Vikings. They had photographs of me from RTE. It was bizarre. So there you are in the middle of Berlin signing photographs of yourself for complete strangers. It felt bizarre. It felt really, really weird. But in some ways, it felt very red carpet. You know,
I've never been there. I'd love to be there. Alan's been there, my older son. Tell me about The Quiet Girl, though, Carrie. It's a very gentle film. It's beautiful, you were telling me.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's based on an exquisite short story written by a woman called Claire Keegan that was written for the New Yorker magazine many years ago, or she'd written it and it was published in the New Yorker. And it has gone down as like one of the best stories of all time kind of thing. And it was on the school's syllabus here in Ireland. So a lot of young people would know it from school. And anybody, when we were filming, it was Paul Fanacht first, and then they changed it to On Colleen Kuhn, which is actually better, The Quiet Girl. People will think of that.
Mm.
Whereas Fanacht, it didn't make sense to people as a name. But when people would say to me, oh, what's this thing you're filming? I'd say, oh, it's based on a short story called Foster. Invariably, people would go, oh, my God, that story was amazing. That story was the best thing I'd ever read. And so it's close to a lot of people's hearts, the story itself.
Now, Sorry, it's based on a 9-year-old caught, and she's, by the way, played by Catherine Clinch, and she missed the premiere, you were saying, because of COVID as well. She tested positive, did she?
Because of the darn COVID.
God damn it.
She is the most exquisite creature, and she's such a gorgeous, and she's a dote. I mean, we're all mad about her. And I don't mean that to make it sound like she's a child. She's not a child. She's a young adult, but she could give a masterclass in screen acting, and she had never done any film work before she did this. But she's very self-contained, a really kind of strong awareness of what's needed. And as soon as Colin would say something to her, that's what she would deliver. Like, she'd nod, and in the beginning, people would go, oh, yeah, right, okay.
Mm.
And then they'd see her do it, and it's like, wow. She's amazing.
So
she's
amazing. We'll see her again.
Oh, will you see her again?
We will.
Put your money on. Oh, God, yes. Yes, you can safely put your life savings on us. You will see her again.
We'll see her again.
Yes,
wow.
She's amazing, and she's got a beautiful face. But she just has a really good kind of skill and an inbuilt kind of an instinct for it. Oh, she's wonderful.
When did this all happen, Carrie? When did you shoot this and where? Give us a little on that.
Oh, we shot it during COVID.
Oh, great. Again.
Yeah, was it last year or the year before? Geez, I'm trying to remember now. Because we had 2 years of COVID and I was doing Smother at the same time. So it was like double jobbing, which was really difficult. So like your PCR tested twice a week. We shot it in Meath, in just beautiful countryside in Meath, and it's fantastic houses. Like the house that was our house, myself and Andrew Bennett played the foster parents, and our farmhouse was just perfect. And you felt like you stepped right back into the early 80s. It just felt so true to the time and to the type of place it was. Oh, it was amazing.
I was looking at the picture there and I could see a Cortina Mark II and I said, that must be in the 70s for car buffs. But that's what... 70s.
The car was the 70s, I'd say, and the film was 81.
All right. Very good.
Yeah. And the car was spockety and there was one black door on it. But like you see it in the film, it's kind of falling apart.
Hello.
Brilliant car.
So what's going on in your life? You're obviously very busy, Carrie. Smother just finished episode 2 and I believe it's going to do another series then.
Well, I'm on my way back to Dublin from the Hinch now because we did the read-through for series three this morning.
Wow.
Yep. And we start filming it on Monday, but I have to go back up to Dublin because I've other stuff on today or tomorrow. So it's all a bit crazy. But like, never complain if you're working, particularly if you're an actor, never complain that you're too busy because there are people who aren't working or there are times when I won't be working or others won't be working, you know. So when you get the work, it's brilliant.
Yeah, because the last time I spoke to you now, you were in the middle. I think the second one was on the way. Actually, I got James for a chat as well. James O'Donoghue, he was great.
Yeah.
Lovely kid.
Oh.
I shouldn't call him a kid,
he's
a young man.
He's doing his mock evenings today, so he wasn't down in La Hinch. So we read in for him because he literally was doing his mocks.
But listen, Carrie, I know you're on your way back, so what's the next couple of months for you? Is it series 3 of Smother?
Series 3 is Mother, which we start on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a gig for T.G. Cahir, which isn't a drama gig. It's a programme, so about old buildings and stuff. So we're trying to slot that in as well. Like, what dates can I do on that? And we're travelling around the country with that. So we're in, like, Kinsale, Macroom, Valencia, Castle Blaney, Balnamore in Leitrim. So loads of different locations looking at kind of reconstruction work on old buildings of interest that are being repurposed.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing. So it will be, I think it'll be nice. I think it'll be lovely.
Great.
So that's that. And then other acting gigs, well, if they come in, they come in. If they don't, you just kind of go, oh, okay. But, you know, hopefully something else will kind of...
Well, that's
knock on the door.
That's the life of a working actor, as they say. Listen, Carrie, many congratulations, and please pass it on to everybody there. I was thrilled to see that this morning when I saw it on the news. And we look forward to seeing it.
When I heard it, because we got the text from Cleona and Colin, was that last night?
Yeah.
I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. I was doing a bit of both. I was like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Is it in the cinema?
Well, it's opening, obviously, in Dublin in the festival on Wednesday night, and then I go to Glasgow for a festival. So I think it'll do It might be in the cinema. As soon as it's coming to the cinema, I will ring you. I will say, Mr. Harris, tell your listeners.
And we'll get the red carpet out, Carrie, and you won't have to wear a mask.
Thanks.
Carrie, thanks a million.
And then we go for pints.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Thanks, and have a safe journey home.
Thanks.